producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Viagra may actually be used for weight loss. They found something pretty cool, a very interesting side effect with Viagra. Now, at first when I read, okay, really Viagra could, you know, help with weight loss? I figured, wait, it's just a bunch of men that want their wives to allow them to take it and then, you know, do some hibbity-dibbity. And so they're saying, but look, I'll lose some weight on it. So I thought this was all one big ruse, but I guess it's not. And so we are going to definitely thrust ourselves into the topic of weight loss when it comes to erectile dysfunction drugs. Pretty excited about that. A lot of you guys are worried about colon cancer, not so much because you're worried about getting colon cancer, but you don't want to go through the colonoscopy. So anytime there's news that has to do with reducing colon cancer risk, you get pretty excited about it. Well, here's something pretty exciting. They say dried plums may help reduce colon cancer risk. So talk about how to imbibe or eat or ingest a dried plum. I just like regular plums, but I guess, All right, we got smokers who get lung cancer and die. But you also have, quote-unquote, healthy smokers. Or you have smokers who have smoked for a lifetime, and they don't get lung cancer. Thank heavens. Why is that? Well, it may be a mutant DNA, okay, like X-Men mutant, that may be protecting them. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the little baby that was born with most of his head and skull I don't want to say attached, but he had been born with a large part of his head and skull missing, has actually met a pretty good milestone. He's still alive. He's still doing pretty well, and we're going to talk about him. Cute little baby. People are saying that the picture is photoshopped. I mean, you see his face, you see his, but it's not. It's not. This is a baby that is really missing most of his brain and his scalp. It's crazy, but adorable little baby. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're also going to talk about Planned Parenthood, what their funding goes to, what services they provide, and what is happening on the Hill as the Planned Parenthood president, Cecile Richards, is currently undergoing her hearing at the House Oversight Committee. A lot of interesting facts coming our way as that's coming through. So we're going to keep you posted on that. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow. All right. You got this little baby that was born. And it's a little Florida baby named Jackson Buell. Nobody expected this baby to last more than a few days after he was born last year. Okay, there's a hashtag going on, Jack's on Strong. Doctors discovered that something was wrong with the baby's head shape during a routine ultrasound when mom, Brittany, was pregnant. But they didn't know what the exact cause. Jackson was born, and Brittany and Brandon Buell were told that he had a birth defect called anencephaly. Okay? So basically, when the nervous system starts, forms incorrectly early on in the pregnancy. Most babies with anencephaly, all right, kind of without a brain, even though he does have brain brain tissue and brain function. Mostly cannot survive past birth. They said every doctor right now is fascinated that Jackson is still alive at the year mark. Apparently he has, he's actually babbling. He's teaching himself how to communicate with us in his own way. They say he is acting very normal. He is teething. He cries when he's hungry. When he has gas pains like babies and colic and stuff, he throws up, he cries, he poops, he sleeps, he burps. All right. Unfortunately, he does still get seizures. There are still some feeding complications and unfortunately some close calls. But, so far he's doing well. You look at this little baby boy. One in 4,800 babies are born with anencephaly each year in the United States, according to the CDC. Most live very short lives. Now there's microhydrancephaly, which is a combination of a small head and malformed brain with an absence of the actual brain hemispheres. These are replaced with fluid-filled sacs. This is even more rare. We don't really know the number of kids having this. Now, Dad believes that many people have positively influenced. There's been a GoFundMe page that has exceeded the goal of raising $70,000 for the next year to help fund his treatment and care. It's still challenging. Okay, there is no cure because the basic structures of the largest part of the brain aren't there. He has no cerebral cortex. But, I mean, he's still acting like a baby, and we'll see what happens as he grows. Prayers to him, prayers to his family, but, adorable little thing. And, it blows my mind what we could do nowadays. You know, a lot of questions have surrounded, how much do we assist? How much do we spend? It's a very, very tough topic, especially for doctors, especially for families, those of us who are parents. You don't want to say, no, we're going to call it quits to save money. This is your baby. So, of course, everybody's doing full court press. And, look at what's been done thus far. Years ago, Down syndrome was condition that would be a talking point among parents to be on whether they were going to keep the baby or abort. Well, I mean, we all know people with Down syndrome, and they do phenomenally. You know, they're living longer. You love them. They're part of our society. And to think that one condition would make you consider pre-ending. It's where do you draw the line? Where do you decide? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. I'm a little bit verklempt, okay? All right. Got some issues going on here. Hubby and I are trying to figure out how to save money. I mean, you know, we're going to have the holidays upon us pretty fast. I got to do a lot of Christmas shopping and Hanukkah shopping. And, you know, we got a bar mitzvah coming up for my son. Brock's getting bar mitzvah, and those things can be pretty expensive. Got a lot going on, a lot of charity stuff I want to do. And Obamacare is definitely not helping any part of it. All right, money's gone down. So, you know, we're starting to budget. Okay, and we know what we're going to do over the next few weekends and, you know, how we're going to save money. And, you know, I think we got it. You know, we're going to spend a lot of time watching football. That's great entertainment. It's cheap. Okay? Yeah, maybe if we do have a party, we'll have a everybody kind of bring your own potluck type of thing, right? So we're not spending a lot of money on parties like we used to. So I think we got it. You know, we're sharing cars. We're now cutting back on the air conditioning because the weather's going to start to cool. I'm re-wearing the same sports bra. I'm washing my underwear and our clothes under speed wash instead of regular wash to save some money. We're not eating out, you know, as much. I'm telling the cats to, share their food rather than each one get their own little pate dish. Okay. And fine dining. I'm feeding them on paper plates as opposed to fancy china. We're doing a lot. And I think we've got it. Okay. I think we've got it down. I think we're going to make it till the end of the year. Well, what happens this morning is my older son, my high schooler, comes in and he goes, I got to ask you something. I'm like, yeah, what? And he pauses because you see he's trying to word it right. Okay. And I'm like, uh-oh, you know, something's up. It's got to be a puberty thing. Oh, my gosh, you know, my baby. You know, it's okay. You know, I'll love you no matter what you say or, you know, whatever. And he's like, I want to, you know, take somebody out on a date this weekend. I was like, really? That's it? Yay! Love it. All right, good. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, him drunk driving. He didn't get arrested. He didn't steal anything. My baby's news to me was going on a date. Woo! Awesome. Love it. Go. You know, Godspeed. Have fun. Awesome. Okay? Well, then, as I'm, you know, plucking my eyebrows and putting makeup on, the reality starts to set in. Okay? Not that my baby's going to go off and get married and leave me. Trust me. I am still mama. I am still the main woman in my son's life. I don't have to worry about him leaving. Okay? But what started to worry me is, what is this going to cost? I got to give the kid some money. He's still too young to work. All right? So I got an idea, and I'm like, well, what are you going to do? Yeah, we'll go to a movie, and we'll, I don't know. Well, actually, he mumbled. So if I translate that, basically dinner and a movie. Like, okay, now I'm starting to calculate it. Now, where he wants to go, there's some fancy restaurants. There's an area where we live. Okay, it's called downtown Summerlin. Really, really nice. But there are some fancy restaurants. So immediately, I wanted to interject and tell him, you know, go to Red Robin. Okay, because it'll be cheaper than some of the fancy schmancy restaurants they have there. You know, that's a good idea. Okay, that's a good idea. Now, you see, the reason why we jump in and we future mother-in-laws become mother-in-laws is I just realized it. Okay, if you are your son's mother, you better choreograph and manipulate very early on. I have got to control the situation because most likely my son is going to say to the girl, well, where do you want to go? Okay, translate, where do you want to go? Okay, well, she is going to want to look like she has some class. She's going to want to look like she has style. See, for me, I told my husband, let's just go to In-N-Out or, you know, Bob's Big Boy and, you know, get a burger. All right, that doesn't happen anymore. Okay, these girls want to show they got some class. They got some style. They got some flair. So she could be picking the super fancy. All right. So immediately I'm like, oh, you know what? Just surprise her. Okay. Just go, you know what? I got a fun place we're going to and pick Red Robin. Okay. I used to work at Red Robin, not the one there. When I was in medical school, I waited tables at Red Robin up in Reno. Trust me. I think we could handle that. Now I haven't even looked at the movie prices. Okay. So I'm like, all right, we got this. Okay. So you could go to Red Robin. All right, and then, you know, maybe they'll just order a couple burgers. Well, how much are burgers? Well, let me look up here. Whiskey River Barbecue Burger. Let me see. $10.69. Okay, so if my son and she both get burgers, which, I mean, can you imagine the 1950s, us talking about prices of burgers like we do now? $10.69, about 11 bucks a burger. Okay, $22. But hold the phone. Okay, this little missy may want a drink. Not alcoholic, but a drink. Well, I think they have those strawberry lemonades. All girls love the strawberry lemonades. And those strawberry lemonades, I think, are like $4.99. Okay, well, you know, my son's not going to sit there and order water. See, I do that. Anytime I go out and somebody's buying, I'm like, well, I'll just have water. There is no way these two are going to order water. So probably a Coke and probably a strawberry lemonade. Okay, so now we're looking at maybe close to another $10. And if he's taking a girl out, my guess is dessert. Okay, she's going to say dessert. Now, if my son is smart, he'll say let's split a dessert, but he won't do that because he's going to be very, very intimidated that there's another overpowering woman in his midst. He's going to say, you know, whatever you want. So then she's going to probably order one, I don't know, one of their chocolate whatevers so that they could sit there and still talk over sugar. So when you look at the drinks, when you look at the meal, oh, and my guess is going to have an appetizer. Because the food server, and I better talk to all the, by the way, if any of you guys work at Red Robin, let me tell you right now, do not come up to my kid's table and ask you want an appetizer. Trust me, I know about suggestive selling. I used to get in trouble for not suggestive selling. I get that, but no suggestive selling. Because they're going to come up going, hey, you guys want an appetizer? Oh, that sounds good. What do you think, Stone? So he's going to mumble, and then the waiter's going to be like, all right, two appetizers on the way. Look at them. I'm paying for this now. Heck, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to go and sit in the booth across the room going, no, no appetizer, no drink. Give them water. All right, so after you calculate all this, between the burgers and the drink and the appetizer and the dessert, my guess is we're looking at easily $50. Now, I'm taking a shower, and all of a sudden I'm like, well, wait a second. My son doesn't know how to tip. Does he know 15%? You know, my husband's like, well, what you do? I'll teach him an easy way to know 15%. I go, why the hell doesn't my sophomore know how to calculate 15%? Okay, and my husband's like, well, good. So if at least he's not going to overspend on the tip. No, not good, not good. Okay, because I like going to this restaurant. I was a food server. Okay, we tip good in our family. But if my son can't do the math, he may just drop a 20. Okay, I've seen you guys do that. Some of the best tippers are men. Not because I flirted with them, but because some of them just can't do the math, so they just throw down the 20. Okay, so good for the food server, but now I'm already out of pocket 70-some bucks. Okay, but not yet. Not yet. We're not there yet. Okay, now he wants to take Miss Missy to a movie. Okay, now when we go to a movie, my husband takes me to matinee, right, because it's cheaper. Let me look up. They go to a movie. I don't even know what the nighttime price. I have not been to a nighttime movie since I was dating. I'm looking at, I have no idea. It looks like nighttime movie, $14.50 a ticket. Now, child, I could tell him to go as a child. No, you got to be under 11. Oh, man. So now, okay, so 70 bucks for dinner. That's cheap, okay? $14.50 per ticket. So now we're talking, what, $29? That's about $30. We're already at $100. And I know what my son's going to do. He loves eating popcorn and having junk food at the movie. So he's going to turn to his date going, and she's going to be like, oh, yeah, let's get some popcorn. Let's get some of those juicy fruits or whatever. So now we're probably looking at another $30, $40, $50, $100. Okay, so this is going to probably cost me about $120. Then after the movie, they're going to be like, oh, do you want to go get some ice cream? Yeah, let's get some ice cream. Hey, I'm going to be standing in the middle of the parking lot going, no, stop it. So I think I'm going to turn around and tell my son hell to the no. But how the hell do you do it? How the hell do you have a kid that's dating that doesn't have a job that's spending your money? This is why we women don't want our sons to date. No condoms. Oh, no, 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 no. He's not going to. No, we aren't even going there. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now I'm going to have a heart attack. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've been receiving a lot of emails regarding Planned Parenthood and what the funds are used for, and some of you wonder why it's such a big deal if abortions is such a small part of what they do. And a little bit of some of you are asking for a little bit of clarity on the subject. You know, when it comes to government funding of an entity, all right, I believe there should be transparency, and I believe we should know what money is being spent on. I have had patients that have benefited from Planned Parenthood. They've gotten their pap smears there. They've gotten their STD screening there and their STD treatments. And I have been very grateful for Planned Parenthood having a presence in the sexual health community. I think that's extremely important for a lot of people that cannot get in with their doctor. I mean, remember, we have major access issues. And if somebody calls their doctor to be treated for gonorrhea or chlamydia and they're being told, you know, you have a 5-month wait, that's not very practical. So having a quote-unquote STD clinic that women feel like they could go to and feel safe and feel it's a private area, you know, many are benefiting from that, okay? What's, however, made a lot of our jaws drop is the videos that had come out regarding the from the Center for Medical Progress, all right, showing discussions on fetal tissue harvesting and how, I guess, cost is determined and how they try to preserve the fetuses for fetal tissue harvesting. That seemed to be very concerning on a variety of levels. Okay, a lot of us are for research, but when they have to, I guess, manipulate the process of the quote-unquote abortion, which is being inferred by these videos, for those of us that believe the fetus is a life, it's very difficult to hear, okay? And when you look at the amount of money being spent, okay, all right, and the amount of money our government does give Planned Parenthood, all right? So Planned Parenthood receives $500 million a year from the government. They do receive a lot of private funds, okay? And they have fundraisers, et cetera, $391.8 million. There's other revenue that they get, but the government revenue is the biggest. According to this one site by NPR, they admit to $528.4 million being given to Planned Parenthood, okay? Now, if they lost this funding, they would, you know, be in a lot of trouble. Some of you have asked, well, why do, you know, is it starting to become obsolete? Don't we already have a lot of that coverage handled by the Affordable Health Care Act? Well, you would think we would, okay? So, according to the Planned Parenthood website, all right, they do STD testing and treatment, okay? That's supposed to be included in the ACA and Obamacare. They treat genital warts. They do HIV tests. They do contraception, the reversible, the emergency. They do some female sterilization procedures. They even do vasectomy. Apparently, I think they had 3,700 vasectomy patients last year. So they do treat men. They got the pap smears. They got the Gardasil vaccinations. They do breast exams, breast care, colposcopy to look for cervical cancer when you have abnormal pap smear. It appears, according to Planned Parenthood, they treat cervical cancer by doing loop procedures and leap procedures and cryotherapy where they freeze it versus the loop or leap where they laser off the area. They do pregnancy tests, prenatal services, abortion procedures, according to this site, 327,166. Now, you know, this is an issue, all right, when it comes to our tax dollars. Okay, if it's a private company, all right, and you're not asking for my money or Joe's money, okay, you're not going to have all the hoopla. But you are talking about our taxpaying money. We find out that the president, Cecile Richards, I believe has a salary of $520,000 a year. Okay? Again, if government money wasn't being infused, all right, we gotta, you know, take a back step to this, even though it's always concerning with charities and foundations, the salaries of some of the higher up. You know, it is. It's a concern. You know, I want to start a foundation, but I'm extremely nervous about, you know, hiring people, because how do you decide their salary when the purpose of the foundation is for money to go to kids and, you know, sick kids and programs. And I understand you got to hire people to run it. And I understand if she's the president of Planned Parenthood, she's going to make six figures. But five times that? So she's making $500,000. According to Representative Jason Chaffetz, who I believe was leading the committee, $40 million was being spent on lavish travel, theme parties. There's a Manhattan office that is multiple, I guess, millions of dollars. I guess $34.8 million for their corporate office near Madison Square Garden. I believe, they sold a condo for $69.6 million. I'm not really too sure about the real estate aspect of this. Again, I don't know much about foundations and real estate. I know they got to rent some space, but I don't know about what they own. And I'm sure foundations are allowed to have assets. But again, that's a lot of money. And again, you know, and if you have that kind of money, why do you need government money? The oversight report details that Planned Parenthood's total of $5 million on travel in 2013 averaged $14,000 a day. And many of these flights, they say, was first class. So, you know, there's threats that we're going to have a government shutdown because most of the Congress still wants to give money to Planned Parenthood, whereas, many of the House Republicans don't. And again, my big question is, how is Planned Parenthood so powerful that the government will shut down? This is what's making me very nervous. How do you have an entity such as that that has that power? Mind you, I appreciate the fact that they do breast exams. I think a couple of their facilities do mammograms, but, you know, again, thank you for doing breast exams. Thank you for doing STD screens. I think that's very, very important. All right, but then if you want to be, let's say, an STD clinic, okay, then just be an STD clinic. Call yourself STD clinic, just see STD patients, don't know abortions, etc., and maybe you'll get full funding from the government to be an STD clinic. But when you have everything kind of all mixed in, on top of all the foundation-type things you have to do, all right, we're going to question it. And there's going to a lot of people are, I guess, criticizing the House committee on asking for her salary. If you're getting government funds, people are going to want to know what the salaries are. And you can't say, but I get my salary from the private donations. I don't get it. The money gets all mixed in. And from what we also understand is many of the Medicaid dollars are going to Planned Parenthood. So if I want clinics open for kids, sick kids and sick adults, all right, and I want clinics throughout, you know, the state. That money that could be going to that is going to Planned Parenthood. And mind you, I think women's health is extremely important. But maybe there's a better way to do this. If they are going to defund Planned Parenthood, maybe they do it slowly. Maybe just have a couple clinics for the abortion services. Those have to be privately funded. The other offices get federally funded. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think the government should be shutting down, but I do think we need to relook at the millions and upon millions of dollars we're giving Planned Parenthood. Okay, there's a lot of ways they can help women, but there's a lot cheaper ways to do it and without the use of all those government funds. So like I said, the fetal tissue and the videos, that's just, you know, the cherry on top of all the crap that we're hearing is happening. And it's a shame because what I believe it intended to be could have been really, really good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so could Viagra be used for weight loss? All right, we're talking about Viagra for erectile dysfunction, one of the most popular and well-known drugs. And I guess researchers in Germany and China claim that there's a nice little added side effect. Studies on mice have shown that Viagra can change how the body uses fat, turning it into energy rather than storing it. If that's the case, I will get a prescription for Viagra myself and take that every day. Now, you know how Viagra works, okay? So it allows more blood flow to the penis, decreasing a feedback mechanism that brings blood back, allows it to stay longer, all right, in the penis to maintain an erection. Previous studies have pointed out that mice who take the drug for long periods of time are less likely to be obese. So researchers from Germany's University of Bonn tested the theory. I mean, my guess is, well, they're having more sex. So, of course, I mean, sex is a very, very aerobic exercise. Well, I hear, you know, for those of us who don't just lie there, I mean, it used to be for me a lot more aerobic. Okay, so they gave mice Viagra for 7 days and then measured their effects on fat cells. They found that the medication transformed white fat cells into beige fat. Now, beige fat, much like brown fat, burns energy from food and converts it to heat. Okay, this is some pretty cool stuff. Scientists in China are now trialing it on a human test group. So a group of 40 men will be split into two, with one set taking Viagra 3 times a day for a week, and the other group using a placebo pill. Taking place at China's Wuhan General Hospital, then the effects will be measured. Results from the mice trial have been published in the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology. Researchers think that Viagra is able to, quote-unquote, melt unhealthy fat away. You know, it's very interesting. A lot of my thinner patients are the ones asking for Viagra. Now, some could say, well, that's because, you know, they may be out there more and, you know, on the hunt and, you know, more sexually active. But, you know, if I think about it, you know, they do tend to be slimmer. But then again, on the other hand, people that are more obese, they have more hormones, have more estrogen, maybe more already have a better libido, and may not need the Viagra. That's very interesting. I got to look into that. So the difference between white fat and brown fat, very interesting. White fat makes up the majority of our fat content, and we don't like it. This is where our excess calories are stored. Now, when we're babies, though, we have a lot more brown fat. You know, when, you know, parents are like, oh, my gosh, you know, my kid is chubby, and we're like, don't worry about it. They burn through that. Most babies do. Most fat babies that we see, you know, they just slender up. And sometimes you'll have skinny babies that start to pooch out. But, we are concerned, of course, about childhood obesity. You don't want a child, you know, born obese and continuing to be obese. But most babies have this brown fat. Brown fat keeps them warm, okay? And when the bodies haven't completely fully formed, they use this brown fat for a lot of energy. We start to lose our brown fat. Some get a little bit of the neck and the shoulder area to help maintain core temperature. So scientists are now looking at ways for how we could grow or harness or keep the brown fat. And Viagra should be something that they're studying to look at. I'm pretty excited about that kind of stuff. I love seeing how a medicine used for something completely different could be applied to something that you would even think. But remember, Viagra was not originally intended to be an erectile dysfunction drug. It was intended for, I believe, pulmonary hypertension. They were looking at it as a heart drug, all right, something to relax blood vessels, to decrease pulmonary artery pressure. And they found a nice side effect with it. Doing. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. An AIDS healthcare group is defending an ad campaign in Los Angeles that links popular dating apps with the spread of STDs. Now, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation targets Tinder, a location-based dating group app, and then Grindr, which is a similar site for gay men, in billboards and bus benches that are aimed at reminding users about the risk of casual sex and offering free STD tests. This is, okay, so AIDS Healthcare Foundation wants to offer STD tests, recommend that you avoid casual sex. However, we got Tinder, we got Grindr out there, and many believe that that is propagating our STD epidemic. According to Whitney Energon, Cordova says, in many ways, location-based mobile dating apps are becoming a digital bathhouse for millennials, where the next sexual encounter can literally just be a few feet away, as well as the next STD. Billboards show a silhouette of a man labeled Tinder face-to-face with a woman's silhouette labeled Chlamydia. A silhouette of a man labeled Grindr faces a male silhouette labeled Gonorrhea. So the dating apps don't seem to like it. Within 2 hours of the first billboard going up, Grindr pulled commercials that the foundation pays for on the dating site to promote the STD testing, according to the foundation. So now we're going to see a little bit of a, a bump. How should I try to put a pun in this? I'll figure it out and then I'll get to you. In less than 24 hours, Tinder sent a cease and desist letter claiming the campaign falsely associates a dating app with the spread of venereal disease. These unprovoked and wholly unsubstantiated accusations are made to irreparably damage Tinder's reputation in an attempt to encourage others to take an HIV test offered by your organization, according to a lawyer for Tinder. I've never been on Tinder or Grindr, so I really don't know. This was, boy, dating was so much easier. You just had to go to the football game. You just had to go to the dance. You just had to go to the college class. You just had to go to the social event. And then you met with somebody and you told them no, no, no until you realized they were going to marry you. And then you said yes and you got married and that was it. That, you know, it was so much simpler. The foundation sent a letter to Tinder denying that it disparaged the company, disparaged the company, and saying it would not remove the reference to the app. Okay, so here's it. What are you guys, what are the kids doing? Okay, what are you guys doing? Okay, you know, these billboards wouldn't so much, I don't think, I mean, maybe they would hurt business, but here's the thing. When people want to hook up, okay, I think people know that other people have STDs, all right? I just think people don't care. It's very easy to get a shot of penicillin. It's very easy to get some doxycycline or to take a Zithromax or to take a Cipro for gonorrhea or chlamydia, depending on what you have. I don't think a lot of people really care. I have patients that come in, saying that unprotected sex, you know, give them something just in case. All right? I don't know what it is about condoms. I'm not a guy, so I have no idea about what the difference in feel would be with or without a condom. Okay? I could only imagine that it probably is different. Okay? But, you know, people, I think, are electively choosing to just put themselves out there and, you know, have fun with it and roll with it. A lot of people aren't scared of herpes. They're not. Like, so what? Doesn't kill you? But, yeah, it's very, very hard to find, you know, another date in the future when, you know, you have it. All right? Unless they have it. It does pose some sociological issues. But I don't think people are scared. A lot of people don't think they're going to get HIV. Yet we have major STD epidemics and we have superbugs. So personally, I would like you guys to kind of keep it in your pants. And ladies, you know, keep those knees bolted. Just try for a little while longer so we can figure out the superbug, gonorrhea. 1-877-DOCS-LA. Don't go away.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.